Good morning, Seneca.
Good morning, Felix. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Yeah. Well, first things first, what accounts to greater loss of nutrients? People talk about microwaving vegetables, stripping all their nutrients. Does microwaving vegetables actually strip nutrients in comparison to steaming them?
No, actually, both microwaving and steaming can be equally beneficial compared to the cooking methods like boiling, because the water-soluble nutrient can be easily leached into water if you use more water. Microwave can be especially beneficial because normally you use very small amount of water in microwaving. So microwaving can be beneficial compared to other cooking methods when you cook vegetables. However, it is always important to use the correct time and temperature combination when you cook. So that's the main reason to, you know, preserve the nutrient than the cooking method.
Right. So it's actually better than boiling vegetables. That's a revelation.
Definitely.
Now, something else that gets rumored a lot is, of course, microwaves leading to cancer, microwave food being, you know, bad for you because of radiation and all of that sort of stuff. Is there any truth to this at all?
I don't necessarily agree at the moment because, you know, certain cancer-causing compounds like heterocyclic aromatic amines, which we call HCA, can be formed naturally when you cook protein-rich food such as meat and fish with any cooking method. Especially if you cook for much longer time in higher temperature, these chemical compounds can be formed. At the moment, we don't have strong evidences to support that microwaving can produce much of these compound compared to the other cooking methods up to a harmful level. And also the other thing, when you talk about the cancer, is some people think that packaging, especially the plastic packaging, can seep into the food when you microwave. That can be true actually because especially if you use the packaging materials that is not suitable for microwaving. So some of the plastic chemical compounds can be seeped into your food. So the best thing is use the container that is safe for microwaving. However, today plastic containers, especially in Australia, are mostly designed to withstand for microwaving, so we don't have to worry too much. But what you have to do is check the packaging and see if it is safe for microwaving. If not, just transfer your food into a microwave-safe container and microwave it.
Right. Well, I've always been one of those people who lives in fear of microwaving things in plastic containers. So nice to know that I wasn't way away from the mark. Now, microwaves have, of course, been around for a very, very long time at this point. Is there any reason that we're only still trying to work out things about microwaves and there are still a lot of myths floating around about what our microwaves do to our food?
Yeah, it may be because of the microwave radiation that we use for the food. So people are quite afraid of that. The other thing, I think, because of the plastic containers, actually, as I said earlier, some chemicals can be seeped through if you don't use the microwave safe containers. Maybe because of that, people are kind of afraid of that. But, you know, this is in today's kitchen, you always find a microwave, and it's really difficult to live a life without a microwave today, right?
Yeah, it's a pain. I know I stayed in a house once without a microwave. And it was just the worst time, having to cook my food on a stove like a caveman. Something with you mentioned earlier that overcooking things that are rich in protein, like meats, can activate sort of, compounds that are cancer-forming. Now, when it comes to microwaves, you get all sorts of different wattages and different powers, and some microwaves just seem to cook things faster and through food differently. How can you ensure that you are giving your food the right amount of time and heat for your microwave to make sure that your food is the most nutritionally stable?
That's actually a bit tricky one, because at the moment we don't have a guideline to show in the best time and temperature combination for each and every type of food. Definitely, this is an area that we need to do more research. However, at the moment, what we can do is, you know, rotate and stir your food in cooking to spread the temperature or the heating equally throughout the food. It's better to check the temperature of food before consumption, because heating up to an internal temperature of at least about 60 degrees in all part of food is very, very important. And also cover the retained surface, if you can cover it while you're microwaving, to retain the surface moisture, that would be good too. And also it's better to allow to stand covered for about 2 minutes after cooking to obtain the temperature equilibrium. So these are the things what we can do at the moment, but I'm pretty sure much more information will come in near future regarding the right time and temperature combination for each and every type of food.
Mm, right. Well, one final question, which is just to really quell my mind, is I find when I'm microwaving food, sometimes things get really hot on the outside and are cold on the inside when I've microwaved them. And sometimes it's the other way around and they're really hot on the inside and they're not as hot on the outside. Is there any reason why it seems to be one or the other with the microwave?
It's because of the type of food. Sometimes, you know, the foods are uneven and maybe bigger, too bigger. So at that time, if you can, you know, slice it into a few halves, that might help. But as I said, you know, we need to do much more research in this area to come up solution with all these kind of problems.
Mm, right. Well, thanks so much for joining me, Seneca, to unpack a little bit. I've spent my whole life living semi in fear, semi in confidence of the microwave, so that certainly eased my mind a little bit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Felix. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.